Welcome to New Realities. I'm Alan Steinfeld, and I'm here in London, England, with two very good friends who have started something called Vibrational Recalibration, Dominique Mehrhoff and Ella Owens. And in this process, they're able to set fields of intention. And what we were discussing just now was setting a field of intention of dealing with the big problem in the Gulf, the big oil spill that seems to be really on everyone's mind and definitely affecting the consciousness of the planet and the environment and the physical environment. So we were sitting around and thinking, how can we do something about this? And we felt that we could affect the future or the cause of events by setting intentions of change and seeing what this was really all about. What do you want to add something to that, Ella?
Well, we're using muscle testing, which is kinesiology, to check the truth of our statements. So it helps us to formulate what we want to intend and to create a field around that.
So, Dominique, what did we want to intend?
Well, I mean, the first thing we had to do was get a little clarity around the situation, and then we started inquiring as to the purpose of this event, its meaning, and where it was leading us. So this was very exciting, and that's why you spontaneously decided that we needed to get this on the radio.
Right. So the purpose of this event, we were muscle testing each other and saying, well, is this true, is this true, is to really put us on a new course, get us out of the paradigm of needing oil and reactivate a new energy source for the planet, something that's not even renewable, but that's infinite. So we came up with there is something coming for humanity and the Earth that is an infinite source of energy. It has to do with our consciousness. It has to do with a coherency in the field. And what else did we come up with?
Well, we saw it coming through in about 5 months.
Yes.
Just beginning to come through. And we saw it also resonating with the heart chakra.
Right. So it's a level of harmony and openness. So there's something is coming. This is what we're picking up with this. And it has to do with a whole new paradigm, a whole new way of thinking about reality and life, and which is why I call the program New Realities. So, okay, should we jump back into the field? Is anything else we have to prepare, tell people where we were in our process?
Well, I think that when we were muscle testing, we were realizing that how important intentions are in order to create what we want on the world. And as you know, we're doing this, but also for other people to kind of have awareness as well of these other possibilities in this area of energy as well.
Yeah.
So, well, the intention we were setting was a paradigm shift.
Yeah.
Really, a new way of engaging with power and energy and how we fuel our societies and live our lives, basically. So first we set an intention, and then we started opening a portal.
Right. So the way it works was, okay, we're sitting around, how can we do something about the situation in the Gulf? What way can we, sitting in this little apartment in London, affect a huge field that's happening on the Earth now?
Mm-hmm.
And so we said, okay, the first thing, like you said, was set an intention.
Yeah. When we set an intention, it's like, here's the field. And setting an intention is like putting in certain ingredients into the mix, into that field. Mm-hmm. So what were some of the things that we intended?
Well, we intended to be a clean energy.
Energy which would be available to everybody.
Right.
Be affordable.
Mm. So it has integrity, and the people who are actually producing and developing the energy have integrity.
Mm.
And also compassion for the earth and for others who don't necessarily, you know, can't get hold of energy very easily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but before that, we also tested that this oil problem was the catalyst for creating these new energy sources.
That's right.
I mean, we've been addicted to oil for 30, 40 years as a culture, society, and And I was saying, you know, the earth said, okay, you want oil? Here's oil, as much as you can have, more than you can handle. And it's sort of like the cure for anything is overindulgence. You know, here it is. It's like, so now we're in big trouble. And we have to find something else that's going to feed us as a culture, as a planet. So,
and I was saying about imagine what it looked like before electricity was available, before the electric lights, and just how much it changed the world and life itself.
But this new system has to do with consciousness.
Yes,
it has indeed.
And the new paradigm of understanding field dynamics, coherency in the field.
Okay.
And if you listen to my interview with Mark Newkirk about 2 weeks ago, Mark talks about creating coherent fields that help us function. Somehow, this new technology has to do with a coherent field.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're going to jump back into our process where we're going to be muscle testing questions and answers as we come up with a kind of creative solution, right? So we tested that what this thing was, and now the next phase is setting up.
We're going to create a portal or create a field that is going to go out. And obviously, now that it's on the radio, it's going to obviously it's powered up massively.
Mm.
And to create a field that we all step into, that we are now going to allow for a new technology to come through for us, a new way of, and it might not be it can be a spiritual technology.
Right. But someone listening to this program, how would they be able to contribute to the field?
Just by being aware of it.
Mm.
Just by becoming aware that there's something new coming.
Great. So there is something new coming, and it is a result of the problems we've gotten ourselves into, but it will, you know, like I said,
Quantum leap.
And necessity is the mother of invention, so it's always been just at the final hour, something new comes along, just when you need it.
You've got to hit, if you're an addict, you have to hit rock bottom, right?
And we've hit it. We've hit rock bottom.
It's been a shock and trauma to the earth.
Yes.
And to us as humanity as well, the effects it's having on us.
So we really want to come up with a solution here, and we're going to create a field of intention and a field that will then activate a new technology or help bring it into the public. So
you could sort of see it a bit like a magnetic field. So it's magnetizing all that is needed to bring this as a possibility.
So what's the next step that we should, where were we in our process?
Well, we were about to start opening the portal, basically.
Opening a portal, which is
this field.
It's a field.
So we're opening a field and for this new thing to happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And by opening a field, that makes it easier for it to happen? Or?
Yeah. So what we do is we basically just discuss what are the elements that we want in this field. So we were muscle testing. Let's see. It could be, first of all, about the qualities. Let's test.
So they're going to muscle test me if my – oh, it's about, they're going to muscle test Dominique.
Yeah, so it's about the qualities of this energy, first of all.
What's about the qualities?
So we're going to discuss, and as we discuss, we're placing qualities in the field. So – and we're muscle testing at the same time.
Okay, so what quality does this new energy, what do we want it to have?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we want it, we said we want it to not take any resources from the earth.
Right.
And that's testing, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's to do with consciousness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And how about it's very fast moving. It sort of, it gets developed very quickly.
Yeah.
So it reaches its full potential very quickly.
So Ella is testing Dominique, and she keeps getting yeses for these things that Dominique is putting out there.
Yeah. And we want the transition between the old
oil
types of
oil
energy. And this new energy to be very smooth.
Mm.
Yeah.
So when I mean muscle testing, that means when her Dominique's body is strong, that gives us a yes. If her arm was pushed down, that means what was said was no. It was not in harmony what we want to create. So right now we're getting some positive results. Go ahead.
Also, we want to make sure that whoever is developing this and handling this energy and disseminating it to people is in real integrity, so that it's for the benefit of all.
Mm-hmm.
And actually that they work with a new paradigm.
Uh-huh.
Because so that it's not for profit now that we're, you know, profit can be, you can make profit from this energy, That's a yes.
Yeah. That's a yes.
But it's not, its purpose is not strictly profit. So it's to benefit all of humanity, rich and poor alike.
Mm-hmm.
So that,
well, electricity is to benefit everyone as well.
Yeah.
But there's something else that, I guess we need to move as a society, I think, beyond profit.
It will help us to evolve. This type of energy will help us to evolve quicker.
That's what getting a humanity. Yes. As humanity, as, because it's moving up to the heart chakra.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
So we're sending a field of intention of what this new energy will do right now. So it will help us evolve. It'll help us.
We'll develop new technologies, of course.
So based on this technology.
Yeah,
so
a whole new level.
It'll jump us to a whole quantum level of invention and creativity.
Yes.
Yes, we're getting yes.
Yes.
And so really change how we are as a society, won't it?
Yeah.
And this is about, was this what 2012 was all about?
Connected to 2012.
It's connected to 2012.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So by 2012, will this technology be in place?
No. We can't test about that in terms of timings.
You can't test the when.
No.
When there are too many variables, it doesn't give us permission to inquire.
So it only gives us permission to do
what the sort of state of play is right now at the moment. Uh-huh. It's where we're heading.
Okay. So let's keep developing the portal, the field. Yes, okay. So we're developing the field of this new potential.
Yes. Okay. So. What else? So this transition of letting go of the old is in place, and that we transition. So basically that the people who are, you know, the oil companies and everyone who's profiting from oil, that they're able to kind of let go and transition with ease and grace.
Mm.
So that's a yes.
Yeah, that's a yes.
And this new system
comes in,
will come in with ease and grace
and does
well.
Not get a lot of opposition from the old guard, the old power.
Right.
Okay.
So, what else?
Benefiting humanity in terms of medical sort of,
No. I mean, I think that this whole system will be kind of, really coming from our real potential as human beings.
Mm.
And it's kind of almost like it's kind of a bit of an Einstein genius type of
genius moment.
Yeah.
Is this new technology is like a breakthrough thing? Is that
it's
what
a breakthrough scientific terms of technology and breakthrough awareness as well?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So it's, and also, I think shift culturally and on a sort of world level will shift our awareness as well, because we can actually see what is possible.
Yes.
Using ingredients which aren't
depleting
and man-made.
And the earth, man-made, yeah.
So all this, this will, what was that? This thing,
we've got a good portal now.
That's the portal.
Yeah.
But the idea of this, adding to the portal, is that it'll shift the way we think about ourselves, our relationship to others, our relationship to the earth.
And
I think the 2012 connection will open up our connection to a bigger world, the cosmos, the galaxy. Is that true? Will it? Yes? Yeah.
I mean, I think new technology will align us more with other universes.
And other civilizations.
Exactly.
What just popped into my head is, you know, whenever we talk about ETs, we're talking about them having a much higher technology.
And they do,
So maybe this will bring us up to speed a little.
Will it test that? And we're getting a yes. We're getting this will bring us to ET technology.
A little bit more aligned with our cosmic brothers and sisters.
Will this come from the ETs themselves?
From the ETs?
No. This is part of a human creativity.
I mean, I guess we might be helped by a little bit.
Are we being helped a little bit?
Are
the crop circles involved in this?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay, but this is will get, bring us to the level where the ETs are powering those ships, obviously, by...
They'll be looking at us, and they'll be going, oh, thank God they're out of the dark ages.
Right, because they're not running their spaceships on gasoline, is that it?
Yeah, exactly.
So whatever's running their ships will be, that's good. That's very good. Mm-hmm. So that's the field. We'll be like a space-affaring civilization, because we'll have the technology to do it.
oh yes, we can speak to them because they can read and write now.
You know? Yeah, right. We're getting out of our juvenile
behavior. Our infancy.
Right, because we've needed this, you know? This is, it's either we create this or we're in a lot of trouble. Because there's no way out of this oil addiction.
Yeah. And I mean, we're killing each other for this addiction.
Of course. Yeah. We're killing each other and we're killing the planet as well.
We're
creating hell on Earth. Yes.
It's going to create more connections between people and also between us and other
possibilities as well. Once we know that our needs are taken care of and we don't have to go kill people for it, we can all relax and go, guess what? We can enjoy life.
Exactly.
Hey, it's actually pleasant being alive.
So will this change how we live? Let's ask that.
This change how we live.
Yes.
Very deeply.
Yeah. Very deeply.
Wow. So should we define that a little bit? No, we don't need to. We can imagine what a good life would look like.
Well, a life where we'll have unlimited energy.
Yeah. Creativity.
Because we're fighting for energy now.
Because right now so many of us are enslaved just to sort of pay for the cost of living. So there's so little time and space for creativity.
Right.
But and also art. I think there'll be a lot more art and creativity.
Well, art will be the medium of exchange in the way it already is. Is that sense? Can we test that?
Yeah.
Well, this is the future of our planet. Yeah. I like that. I don't know what that means, but
time to love, time to be creative, time to enjoy life.
This is exciting.
I'm wondering what the next step is. So we've created our field.
What was the first thing we did? We set an
intention.
We created a field.
Created a field.
Now, do we need to do anything energetically to anchor the field?
Yeah.
So are we going to do some meditations?
No.
Is it something that we're doing in here or with the listeners as well?
No.
What
do we need to do? Well, what do you usually do when you're in your work, in the vibration?
In our work, we open fields all the time.
Yeah,
and
I think
then we'll
do some
meditation.
The next step is actually feeling gratitude.
So
that is that part of your vibration?
Yeah, exactly. When we create fields and portals, we then kind of know what it feels like to have achieve that and then feel gratitude.
So when you feel gratitude, it's actually part of the manifestation of
exactly.
it because it's
like
as it if it already is.
Exactly. It's like you received and now you're grateful for it.
So because
it's allowing this.
And we're pulling it into manifestation by feeling grateful for it.
Yes.
It has to exist in a way because we are creating the thought form of its existence.
Exactly. You're working sort of in a quantum way. It exists already. There it is. Now, how does it feel? So maybe we
that's so amazing. But it has to do with anything we want to manifest. If we are grateful for its manifestation of something we are intending and we're grateful that it has to come in because in a way we're pulling it to us.
Yeah. I mean, here's a little one for people listening. Mm. Anything you want to create, you just create a field by naming what are the qualities that you want. So if it's love, then you name all the different aspects of it and how it's going to make you feel and how it will change your life.
Or how it is making you feel in the present.
The elements, and then usually what we do is we step into that field. We take a physical step.
You actually take a physical
because
step.
Because you engage the body.
Right, yeah.
Yes, it's the symbolism of it. And then we step out and then we just express gratitude. Like we say, what does it feel like now that I've
created it?
And then we express gratitude. All right. So quite simple.
Well, let's express gratitude for this new technology that we've just sort of come up with.
And I think also, what does it feel like? You know, who are we? What does it feel like now that this has happened? So just...
Okay, so here we are, years down the line, and we're just feeling... Well, we're working less, right?
Right.
Because we're not paying so much, and we're not polluting our environment because we're not running cars. Our transport isn't running on this polluting kind of...
And people can exercise their potential. They can have more creative thinking because they have
more time
to feel because they're not so caught up in the 9-to-5, so they're dropping into their feeling sensations and... Being more human, so grateful for being human and being more human.
So, you know, this whole stress thing that is kind of accompanies this working life that is nobody really enjoys, mm-hmm. all of that drops. And if all of that dropped, mm. how would we feel? Mm. We'd just be so much more chilled with each other. Like we would...
We would love more.
Love more, spend more time together.
We would play more. I mean, I mean, this is all possible. Mm-hmm. This is like a utopian ideal
yeah.
that we're pulling into reality.
Yeah.
Because we're really close to it, you know? I think we are.
Yeah.
We've just, there's just been a wall in the way of us getting there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been like a very thin wall. The illusion is it's a big wall, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
We're almost there. So.
And if we were, sorry.
No, you'll go.
Well, I was just thinking if we were playing more, everything, you know, a lot of sort of personal patterns, personal inner tensions would just drop, wouldn't they?
Mm. And we can grow more. We can, you know, experience a lot more potential and much more knowledge.
And our true selves would be emerging because we wouldn't be spending 40 hours a week doing something we mm-hmm. hated. So we'd be in our authenticity more. We'd be in our power more.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. This is totally going to change everything we know about ourselves. This is like the spiritual utopia that we've all dreamed of. Is this, can you test for that?
Yes.
So it is
yeah.
a reality. We're not just making it up.
No.
This is not only a possibility, mm-hmm. it's, wait, let me just plug this in. It is a potential. It is an event.
It's an event.
It's coming.
Yeah. So
now we need to feel gratitude for that.
Okay. So I'm just wondering if, you know, those who've been listening, if they could imagine all of this, dropping mm-hmm. all those things that you don't enjoy in your life and having all this time to really be who you are. And then if you can tune into your hearts and just feel the gratitude for this new reality, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, it is a new reality. And so by just dropping in, you're saying,
connect to the heart. That's where we feel gratitude. And just express we're going to express what that feels like.
But if people can do it also with us.
So let me get into that state. Okay, so let's say this thing comes along, we have the peace and the leisure and the open-hearted capacity to feel more, to be more creative.
To love more.
I mean, personally, it makes me feel much more empowered and it makes me feel much more centered as well.
Yeah,
to be in that place, living in a world where we have this new energy.
And living in a world where we're not worried about taking from the earth, you know, like right now we're taking and we're not putting back.
We're in a needy state.
Yeah, we're leaving our garbage everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, we're, you know, like living in our own little litter box.
Well, I think, you know, we're so stressed that we don't tend our garden. But when that stress drops, you know, then we can, we'll make our garden beautiful. We'll grow flowers. We'll grow our own food.
Okay, so.
Yeah, so what else for you in terms of gratitude?
In terms of me, it's the gratitude that all the potential we are as human beings, the capacity to just feel joy is activated because we're not, like you said, stressing about the 9-to-5 living, about survival. We will go beyond survival as a planet.
Mm.
And that opens up the gifts that we are. We're not here to just survive. We're here to activate the full potential of our ability to create.
I think that people will be able to much more easily get on the sort of life purpose and be plugged into that.
Right, and their life purpose is so much more than just survival.
That's exactly, right. Yeah. But, you know, that's part of this shift for humanity. Mm. Survival state was one level, and now we're quantum leaping out of that level.
Right. It was very first chakra, the planet.
Yeah.
Even if you had money and were well off, there was always some kind of pulling back down to survival, because you know people with money are still worried about having enough money. But this will be a whole shift in the way people relate to themselves.
And think how good you feel when you know that everybody else is okay. Everybody else has their basic needs taken care of. So then you don't feel kind of us against them anymore. It's like all of us together.
So the gratefulness we can feel for this invention is the gratefulness that everyone is needs are going to be taken. Everyone is going to be okay on that level. We don't have to take from others to get what we want.
And the world is going to be okay.
Because the world, the earth.
Earth is going to be okay because we're not traumatizing it.
Will the earth appreciate this? Can we just test that?
Yes.
The earth says yes.
The earth has the ability to heal this wound.
Yes.
With our help.
Oil spill wound.
The oil spill wound can be healed with our help.
Yeah.
With our help. So the waters will be...
Can regenerate.
Be purified and the animal life will come back. And
perhaps through some new technology.
Yeah.
Yes, we're getting a yes on that.
Yeah.
Okay, well...
Another thing that came to mind when we were going through this gratitude phase was that, you know, when we drop... the stress of having to do things that we don't enjoy, we start to get into this state of freedom. We have a lot more freedom and a lot more creativity. And when we've been doing some work exploring peak states, freedom and creativity are two peak states. So what this would mean is that a lot of us would have the potential to get into our natural peak states of either freedom or creativity or other peak states like love and so on.
Or just presence, you know, just an enlightened state.
State of presence. So what this leads us to is people accessing peak states of consciousness. And, you know, when you look at enlightened people, they all have different levels of that, of a sort of a peak state of consciousness.
Which is really why we came here in the first place, to experience these peak states. It wasn't for survival.
That's right.
Survival was a given that was we'd be allowed to achieve this potential of our highest states of consciousness.
But, you know, I think we've been in a sort of an animal phase of humanity, now we're getting into a more human state, you know.
So this invention then, will muscle test be the biggest thing that humanity has ever seen?
You can't test that.
No. Why not?
We did test that it was a sort of a quantum shift.
It's a quantum shift.
But we don't know if it'll be the biggest.
Yeah.
We also tested that it was the thing that initiates a new paradigm. A new paradigm for humanity. So that's
a new paradigm. But we don't know at this point. Because, you know, even with all these freedom and stress, people still have to do their own work. They still have to go into their own stuff and look at it. And, you know, people, even though they might be beyond survival, they still might be coming from a survival mentality.
Yeah, I don't think that this invention is going to stop us from our evolutionary process, which involves a lot of exploration.
Yeah, individual process, yeah. But it will give us the potential to shift.
Yeah.
So I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for everything that it is giving us, will give us.
And I'm sure it will change some people's perspective on things.
Oh, can we test for that? Well, that's obvious, but we'll change a lot of people's perspective on things. Will it change the majority?
I was just going to say, in terms of how we do business,
In terms of their understanding of consciousness?
Yeah.
Yes. So will it shift people in a way away from religions and more towards their own God self? No. Will it shift people to what aspect of consciousness? To believe in themselves more?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Believe in humanity more, maybe?
Yes.
So in a way, the whole oil thing was, like you said, a catalyst for change.
That's
just it. Yes. It's a big, big push. And the worse it gets, the more desperate we are, the more, the quicker we'll shift in a way.
That's
just
that?
It's like,
The more creative we have to be to move forward now.
So this new invention, it comes from an outburst of our creativity.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's in the, it's being developed right now. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I see. By one, and can we test by one individual or by a company?
Can't test that.
You can't test that?
No.
Oh. Does time travel have anything to do with this? And just one?
No.
Does. Is it something we already know? I think we asked this. Is it technology we already know?
No.
No, we don't know this technology yet.
It's a new technology.
It's totally new, based on a whole new paradigm, but somehow it has to do with the field.
Yes.
The understanding of field physics, or the physics of the field.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like if you read Lynn McTaggart's book, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Or this light field technology, or many people talking about the field.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Mm. Okay.
Just wondering if there's anything else to do now to sort of express gratitude.
Right.
Is there something else to do to...
To really anchor it?
Anchor it.
Is it an energetic kind of meditation?
Mm-hmm. An energetic meditation?
Yeah.
Like one of the vibrational recalibration meditations?
No. Something else. Something we've done before, you and I?
So I guess maybe it's like a visualization.
Or a visualization. Okay, let's visualize something.
Are we visualizing the field that we've created?
Yes.
Yes.
We're visualizing the field that we've just created.
Yes. So all of these different things that we've discussed, including this new sort of paradigm for humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So we just need to take a minute to visualize all of that.
Yeah.
A few seconds.
So just go through that again. Let's name the thing.
Well, we talked about this energy that was created from the field of consciousness, that it was created with a lot of integrity. That it was to benefit the whole of humanity, that the transition where we transition away from oil and onto this new energy is going to be a very smooth one.
I think it's about, it's really about visualizing who we are,
who we are personally
in our kind of our setup, our world.
So
we're kind of almost like we've put ourselves out there into the future.
Yeah.
We have, by calling this energy in.
Yeah. So now we visualize, we sort of picture ourselves individually in the future.
And everyone listening will picture themselves in the future. And
when this has happened.
So what we're saying is, what would it feel like to be you when this new paradigm is in place? All this new potential and this freedom for you to be truly who you want to be.
So picture for yourself.
Sort of symbolic as well, if, in terms of the picture.
We're asking people to just sit there for a moment and picture unlimited energy source and the freedom and the love and the creativity it will give you when you have that in your life.
Yeah, knowing that you have it and everyone else has it. So you're just totally free to create, to be who you want to be.
Right, you're not taking from anyone. You are self-sufficient and just asked to be your creative, potential, loving self.
Yeah.
What does that look like for you?
Yeah.
I'm asking. That is new reality.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It's new reality.
So should we just sit now in that?
Just take
30 seconds.
30 seconds of silent there. Yeah. I guess that's okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So take 30 seconds for everyone out there who's listening to picture a world of unlimited resources. Okay. Okay, bring that energy. Well, as I bring that energy into my body, that feeling, it actually energizes me.
Mm.
As I bring that feeling in, I feel more energy. I feel more awake. I feel my eyes are open wider to that, to something that's feeding me from a higher source.
Mm.
What do you feel, Ella?
Well, I've kind of had a picture of myself kind of playing. It was kind of a symbolic
you know, I was just playing with toys and things like that, but kind of it was meaning, but my life was a lot more free and I was able to play and be in my life purpose, but also really having a strong feeling that it's almost like I couldn't remember what it was like when we, you know, didn't have this and what it was like when we had to sort of plug things in and, you know, and have this old type of energy.
Wow, you actually forget what it was like.
Yeah, exactly.
That's very funny. Well, you really are living in the future, aren't you? That is beautiful. That is great. What you feel?
I saw myself in a garden and I was just playing and relaxing and just pottering around, just having so much fun, feeling so, and relaxation was a key word, but then I saw a lot of a shell sort of dropping away, like this, these aspects of me that stress and push against the world just kind of just dropped away, so I was so much more open to life.
Wow. Just imagine, actually, when people are so much more open and everyone has a chance to just be their real self, be their pure self. That will shift consciousness and make people more spiritually aware, because we've come for this. We've incarnated to know ourselves, not to be a slave to survival. This will shift everything. So let's really make this a reality by our intentions. And so what else is there to do?
Well,
is there
another? That shield is now anchored and it's in place. And obviously with all the listeners sort of participating in this process, it gives it that much more power.
And as this program's listened to again on my website and on BBS, people will keep anchoring it more. Because in a way it's a little abstract. We don't know what this thing is. We know what it will do and how it will affect all of us, but it's sort of, it's you can't really grasp it just yet, but that's okay. It's not about what, it's about how and where we're going with it. So the specifics, it's like...
You'll be taken care of.
It will be taken care of. People want to know how to get from there to there. All you need is your intention. So we're setting this intention and it gets filled in by those people that are obviously working on it right now, because I'm sure they are.
Yeah. And maybe because we visualize ourselves in the future where we want to be with this, maybe we can ask ourselves in that place or ask that place to send us back a little bit of energy.
Oh, let's do that.
Some healing or whatever's needed.
Oh, ask ourselves.
Yeah. So what
ask,
are we asking exactly?
So ask us, but go into the future where we'll have a signal and ask that future self to bring back something to us now.
Yeah. Well, to sort of send it.
Send it to us now.
Yes.
Skype it to us now.
Yeah.
All right.
There's something, what are we exactly asking for?
Some of that quality of awareness.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A quality of awareness, but also let's just see what our future selves will give us when we sit in the presence of the now and just see what it will hand it over.
Mean tune in for 30 seconds?
Tune in. Let's 30 seconds. Let's tune in for like 15 seconds.
15 seconds.
Okay.
15 seconds. Mm-hmm. And okay, you listening, go to your future self and bring back something to your now self.
Okay, I got that.
What you get?
I got a sense of confidence and knowing and trust. Let's test that.
Yeah. Well, I got a very strong feeling of compassion and love coming back from the future. And also I had a really strong feeling of like there's some kind of something in my hands that I was holding, and the sort of message was that I was kind of, you know, owning our own power. That was what it was.
Well, I got something in my hand I was holding too. It was like a shining light. It was like a just a beam of light. It was like a ball of light in my hand. Like a sort of a source of power, just light coming out of the hand. Or just like a size of a baseball shining. And if you've got stuff in that little brief meditation listening, email me at newrealities@earthlink.net and let us know what you got in that meditation, because I'll put it online and we can just keep building the field. Because even though we said it, now with everyone listening, it keeps building.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is your experience in the past with fields?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
So is there anything else to do?
Anything else we need to do? No, so that is complete.
So
we have tonight created a portal. We've set an intention, and then we've opened up a field, a portal, for something that we would like to have happen in our near future, around 2012.
Mm-hmm. Or sooner. Because we need it sooner.
Which is going to just dramatically shine, you know, bring much more awareness into the planet. I keep on thinking about what you said about when electricity first came and then the planet lit up, but now we're lighting up on another level, really.
Right. But let's actually talk about that whole overview that you guys do with vibrational recalibrations in the sense of setting intention, creating a field, opening a portal. Just go through those. It's like, so if someone's listening who wants to create something in their life, what do they do?
It's so simple, you know, just working with the field, you really tune into yourself and you decide what it is you want, and then you can just discuss. Sometimes it helps discussing with another person.
Or writing it down, even.
Writing down, or having somebody witness you.
Mm-hmm.
And just saying to them, well, this is what I want, and these are all the qualities that, and you really spend
of
a lot
of the thing
of time.
I want.
Yeah, so you don't just say, well, I want a relationship or something. Mm-hmm. You say, I want this kind of quality to my relationship, that it be grounded in love, that it be really expansive, that it be really intimate. So you think of all the different aspects in great detail. You verbalize it.
This is setting the intention. Yes.
And also kind of noticing the emotions and states that you want to, you know, who you want to be and become in that too.
So the emotion
joy,
and state.
You want to feel love,
joy.
So with the intention, acceptance. Let me just integrate what you're saying. So with the intention, I also express how I want to feel.
When I achieve
that. When you achieve that. So that's part of the intention.
This is the field.
Setting the field.
Oh, I see.
So
no, that's
big. In my field might be relationship, but it would also be bliss and love and compassion.
Because I want to feel all this in the relationship.
Exactly.
So that's the first step.
Yeah.
The field, intention, what you want and how you will feel in the field.
How you will feel, yeah. How
okay, and then the next step.
Well, we usually take a physical step into this portal that you've
created. Oh, we didn't actually take a step into the portal of the energy.
Do we need to do that?
No, we don't.
We're exempt this time.
Okay, because we've created for the planet. We start. But anyway, no, so when you create it, so you set the intention, and then?
We open the field by just naming all the qualities, all the ingredients that you want in your
that's
field.
That's what you call opening the field.
Opening the field. Like if you were going to bake a cake, you need certain ingredients.
Uh-huh.
And if you're opening a portal or a field, you need to decide what are the ingredients that you're putting in there.
Okay, and then what do you do?
We step into it.
You step into it, yeah. So you open with the intention, and you step into the field, and then you...
And then you feel it.
And
you
then
see,
you,
what does this feel like in this field, in this portal?
But
you tune in and go, oh, God, yes, I feel really empowered now.
But isn't there a difference between setting intention and the portal itself?
Yes.
What's the difference there?
You don't need to do the setting the intention. You can just go straight into creating your portal.
But your intention is kind of like your goal. So it's like, okay, so now what is my intention here?
Uh-huh.
And then you just, you know, create the field is like a expanding on that.
The field is what? The feeling part of it?
Expanding on everything that you want around that. For example, if it was a relationship, as you said, it would be all components of what you're looking
uh-huh.
for.
And then you step into it after you name it, because
yeah.
mm-hmm. naming is creating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Creating energetically.
And then you step in, and
step
then
into
you
it.
Feel
yeah.
what it feels
feel like.
Feel
what it feels mm-hmm. like.
And then?
Express gratitude.
Express gratitude.
Yeah. But really going into detail, mm-hmm. really feeling it. I really feel grateful mm-hmm. for this.
And what, I mean, like, you've been doing this. What mm-hmm. what have you, what examples, what happened to you? Can you tell us? What's going on as you've worked in this practice?
What have we done? Well, we've done a lot on relationship, people creating mm-hmm. portals for relationship, for money.
Well, the results, like what, tell me what the results of, like, so people know it works. or whatever evidence that
No, we've done so many for ourselves that it's kind of hard to remember the individual details. Mm-hmm. But for us personally, working in this way has just quantum leaped us. We've just shifted so dramatically from creating this system 2 years ago, and now things are really just expanding exponentially.
Mm. You created the system and then checked the system. Also, that's the other thing about this muscle testing. You're checking the field to make sure it has everything.
It has all the ingredients.
Mm-hmm. So you're able, with muscle testing, to see, am I leaving some things out?
Mm-hmm.
And if you are, you keep going, you keep naming.
Yeah.
So that's something people might not have the opportunity to do at home.
Right, yeah.
If they're listening to this. But is there any way for them to check to see if they've...
Again, I think it's just tuning in and just getting a sense, like an intuitive sense. It's like, is there anything else now? Kind of like yes or no. They may have a sense of feeling that okay, no, this is enough, or there's something that I'm missing.
The interesting thing about muscle testing is usually when we have an intuition and we double check it, it's always right. So people's intuition is generally going to be the right.
And the thing about muscle testing, because you're a professional kinesiologist, Ella, is that the body knows more than the mind thinks it knows, right? Is that the idea?
Yeah, you're getting in touch with the innate intelligence of yourself.
So you're testing if your muscle's strong or weak, and you ask a question, your mind will say, oh, this is a yes, and your body might say no.
Yeah. So what we're doing is we're testing a statement, and then the body will either resonate with that,
as a statement
of truth, which resonates with its innate intelligence,
or
it will go weak, meaning that it doesn't recognize that as something which is true.
But why will the mind sometimes say something opposite to the body's feeling? Wow, because we've just distorted our minds? Does that mean? You know, we'll think, well,
we
this
genders,
is...
We have agendas, don't we? We have agendas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have things that we want.
And we think we want it, and your body's saying, no. If we really dropped in, of course, we wouldn't have to muscle test. We would just be... In total alignment with what those feelings were.
Yeah, if we were totally grounded and centered at all times and in touch with our intuition.
Yeah.
But we're not. But we're working on it.
We're working on it.
We're working on it. And as actually you do this, you probably get more intuitive. So sometimes you know what the answer is before you test, or you're being guided for an answer. Like sometimes in your work, the vibrational recalibration, You challenge people to come up with a creative solution, like what you would say, think of a song, think of a something that can, think of an object that can come and empower you or something like that, right? I mean, there's some creative aspect that you leave up to the person to create for themselves.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I really like about the system, because it's all about the person. We're testing the person. It's, you know, it's all about what's coming from them, which is actually creating this transformation for them and creating healing for them.
Mm.
So nothing is coming from outside. It's them, their field, their connection.
And now in this session, we've taken it from the individual person to the planet and the collective, which we can do as representatives of humanity, is that it? And of the earth.
It's like you said, we're part of the earth, so we can test on behalf of the earth.
But we have to test if we can test. Sometimes you want to check in the beginning, is this allowed? And sometimes you're not allowed.
That's right.
Yeah.
And why would you not be allowed?
Well, if it's not coming from total integrity.
Because ego or...
Yeah, or if it's just too... It's an area which...
Is undefined.
It's undefined.
Yeah.
Oh, if it's undefined, then... But this thing we just tested for, this energy source, is defined, you're saying. It's already exists as a potential. So it's...
Yeah. It obviously has a field out there already.
It has a field. So what are we doing as we tap into that field?
I think we're supporting it, basically. Mm-hmm. It could be just a little thing that somebody's inventing in their bedroom that didn't really get much support. But by creating this field and this awareness, maybe
generates more space.
Is that true? Can we test? Is this happening?
Yeah.
We're feeding the field with our intention.
We're supporting this possibility. Mm.
And so it really shows you how we're all connected.
Mm.
It's amazing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
If this is true, mm-hmm. and someone has this little idea about what's possible,
mm-hmm.
and we're giving it energy because mm-hmm. we're tapped into that field, then,
mm-hmm.
then, it's a miracle in a sense that we are so well, you know, synced up with everyone that we don't even know who they are.
Mm-mm.
I mean, it's kind of strange.
And I wonder if there might be more than one person working on this. Well, what just you like, ask? You know, is there more than one person working on this?
No, we can't test it.
You can't test it.
No.
Oh, why not?
No, I didn't know.
The field won't let us test. So that's another thing you talk about. The field itself has an intelligence.
Is that that?
Yeah.
The field is, no, but all fields that are created have an intelligence.
Yeah, yeah.
And this one has its own particular intelligence.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So did we feed the intelligence? What did we do to the intelligence of the field we just worked with?
I think it's like clay, and here there's all this clay, and we decided to mold some clay. So we engaged our creativity to mold it into a shape, basically.
And give it form, and give it actual energy as well.
We're giving the field more information.
Mm, yeah. And information is a sort of nurturing and energy, right?
Yeah.
So by naming the field, feeding the field,
organizing it in a certain way, all these elements,
we help make it coherent.
We organized it and brought it together in a particular shape.
Oh, so who's ever working on this invention will maybe experience a breakthrough themselves because of the work we've just done.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds so out
there.
That's
a possibility.
It's testing true.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have a project I want to do, I set an intention, there's a field, I need to tap into the field.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think I need to do this.
Mm. There's so much more potential out there if you tap into a field, something greater than yourself.
It's right, a more conscious way of engaging with life because it's a much more intentional way of working.
So this whole understanding that fields exist and they have an intelligence that is interacting with human intelligence it's strange new paradigm for physics, isn't it?
And of course we're not physicians or...
But we are. We're physical.
Yeah.
But is this new invention sort of about this way of working?
Just that? Yeah.
Oh, so it's about the field itself, the new invention.
That's just that? Yes,
it is. Oh, yeah. So by feeding the field, we're feeding the potential of the field that is being activated to feed us.
So I guess working more and more with fields actually helps with this.
With this field.
With this field and raising consciousness and awareness.
But it's just generally. But so the shift and working with this energy source is about working with the field. Yes.
Yeah.
And so there's something about this infinite source that has to do with the field itself. And is it to have to do with human consciousness?
Mm-hmm,
it does. So the more we focus on it, does this get stronger? I mean,
I'm sure the more we individually learn to work with the field, this is going to help this technology.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So even as individuals getting into this practice of, you know, every day you can set the field of what your day is going to contain. Mm-hmm.
Is this a new physics then that this is a part of?
Coming from new physics?
You can't test it.
No.
Because?
Maybe physics isn't the right word for it.
Oh.
We don't want to sort of box it into...
Is it a metaphysics then? Can we test that?
It's metaphysics.
It's a metaphysics. Yeah. This is exactly what Mark Newkirk was talking about with his light field technology. So... people have this idea about something new. It's fascinating. And you're working with it yourself because you're working with the field and your recalibration.
Mm-hmm.
And you do individual sessions.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your website?
VibrationalRecalibration.com.
vibrationalrecalibration.com. So wrapping up, is there anything else that we need to do to set this? Can we just test if there's anything else
that we need to do? No. I mean, obviously, if the listeners start practicing opening fields for themselves, for small things and then bigger things, this is going to... this ability starts to implant itself, not implant itself, but become a skill that we are more conscious of.
And whatever this invention is that deals with field technologies will be more ready for it.
More supportive.
And actually open to its technology.
Yeah. And also people will be able to, because if people start communicating more in terms of fields, then it will be more acceptable for people to use, and I think it will spread more. And
books, the book called The Field Itself was a breakthrough. Lynn McTaggart's book, The Field.
Yeah.
And anything else? I guess there was that German guy who talked about the water, the vortexes of water.
Oh, yeah.
Schallenberg.
Oh, he, okay, yeah.
Anyone else that are the... Well, I think Wilhelm Reich talked about the orgone energy field generators. And so there's been like antecedents for these technologies and ideas to come forward. And I know Hal Puthoff, who I've interviewed, is working on something in zero-point energy fields. But this isn't going to be a zero-point energy field, is it? Can we test?
This is going to be? No.
It's not. It's going to be something totally different. Something we've never seen before.
Yeah.
Yes?
Something brand new,
right? And you've heard it here first.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Thank you. Thank you for sharing this. I'll be back in New York at some point soon to do more shows, but... I've been talking to Dominique Mehrhoff and Ella Owen. Here in London. I've done a bunch of other interviews I'll tell people about or air at some point. Anything else we need to tell people before we...
Just that we can relax, because it's going to turn out fine.
Well, we can relax, but, you know, we still have to work at it. It's not like... It's not like we can ignore what's happening either.
That's what I'm saying. You know, but the inner stress can.
Yes, there is.
Taking action and creative action without stress.
So.
And also just being open to new perspectives on things.
New realities.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for saying that. Well, it's exciting. It's really exciting to do a show that's so. Unrehearsed and activate. And it's sort of what the field is about. It's about newness. It's about novelty, is what Rupert Sheldrake, another one who also talked about, one of the first people to talk about the morphogenetic fields that surround us. And I think that's what you're doing. We're tapping into a new morphogenetic field for the consciousness of the species. His book, The New Science of Life, is all about that, and now he's talking about, you know, psychic fields. I mean, psychics actually pick up the field, and they register, that's what they're reading.
Yeah, the reading energy field,
The field itself is what they're reading.
Yeah.
So this whole idea of fields and concept and physics and the metaphysics of the field is something that's been around for a long, long time, but now it's becoming a reality. So it's very exciting. Well... Thank you. It's been a fun session. And are we complete?
Yeah.
Okay. Do we have to do anything to, like, wrap up the portal?
The field is set. It's out there now.
The field is set. The portal is open. The action is ready. And we are just here. We're holding the field of intention, of possibilities. Well, thank you for listening. I'd love your feedback. This is Alan Steinfeld for New Realities. If you want to reach me, email me at newrealities@earthlink.net and check my website, newrealities.com. This is Chris Williamson with the Song of the Soul. Oh.
dying, I am dancing, dancing alone.